I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Wild Bill Hickok was a kids' western that was on both radio and television. It made its radio debut on Sunday, April 1, 1951, and 2 weeks later, the first TV episode was broadcast. And every Sunday after that, for the rest of 1951, you could hear the radio Wild Bill Hickok and the television Wild Bill Hickok on the same day. And the stories were completely different. But the actors were the same, Guy Madison as Wild Bill, and Andy Devine as his rotund, silly sidekick, Jingles Jones. Starting in 1952, the radio version was on three times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons. It lasted until 1956. The TV version was on until 1958. This episode, Six Gun Serenade, was heard on December 1st, 1954.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
On your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingle. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Six Gun Serenade. Wranglers, here's just about the most exciting news I've ever had for you. Now you can make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's very own gun, the famous Colt Peacemaker. That's right. Looks so real you can hardly tell it from the actual gun. Listen. The complete gun kit is just 50 cents in a box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops. Think of it. Just 50 cents for an authentic plastic model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker. In a few minutes, I'll tell you about other famous old-time guns you can make and how to get them. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles followed trouble along the trails of the Old West. But sometimes trouble came to them, and it came with a vengeance when hard and dangerous gunmen rode past the marshal's office and whining bullets sang a six-gun serenade.
Is a real interesting book.
It must be, Jingles. You know, you've been sitting here on the porch with your nose in it for an hour. What's it about?
It's about opera singers. Stars of the World of Opera. That's what it's called.
I never knew you were interested in opera.
Neither did I. You know, until I found out how much these opera singers make. It says in here that they sing before all the crowned heads of Europe and they make a fortune.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Bill, why is it better to appear before a couple of crowned heads instead of before just a king and queen?
That's just an expression, Jingle. If you need me, I'll be in the office. I got a lot of work to do.
I'll bet I could be an old opera singer. I'm big enough. Oh, for me. Nothing to it. Sing. Just sing a few little old songs every night. Take a big old bushel basket with you on Saturday to bring home your wages. Hey, Figaro! Hey, Figaro!
Hey, Jingles. Jingles, are you hurt?
Hurt? Who, me?
I heard all that shooting and yelling, and then I heard you screaming.
I wasn't screaming, Bill. I was singing. I'm going to be an opera singer.
Who was doing all the shooting?
Shooting? I didn't hear any shooting.
Jingles. A half a dozen riders went roaring down Main Street with their guns blazing. Yeah. Look on the wall right above your head.
Where? Hey! What are them holes?
They're .45 caliber bullet holes. You're just lucky they weren't a foot lower. It'd have knocked your head right from under your hat.
Well, what do you know? I didn't even notice. I was rehearsing my arias.
You mean your arias? Huh? Your area's big enough without any rehearsing.
Hey, that's a joke.
Yeah, not a very funny one, huh? And there's nothing funny about those gunmen that just rode past here. Come on, hit the saddle and let's find out what they're up to.
All right. But I've got to have some time to practice my singing. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
I just happened to think, Bill, somebody put a couple of slugs in the wall right over my head.
They sure did.
But that was dangerous. I might have been killed.
Sure you could. That'll teach you to keep your ears open and your mouth shut. Now, come on.
Hold still, Joker. How could six riders go right past me shooting and yelling without me even hearing them?
You were making plenty of noise yourself. You ready?
All set. Get moving, Joker.
Up there, Buckshot.
Bill, I see a cloud of dust down at the other end of the street. I wonder if that's the bunch we're looking for.
Could be, Jingles. Let's go down there and see. Hi, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker! Ha, 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 ha! I see him, Bill. Whole gang of them just riding away from the bank.
Yeah, and there comes Banker Jones running out after them.
Bill, he's shooting at him. I wonder if they held up the bank.
I wouldn't be surprised. Faster, but shot.
Let's go, Joker. Run those Jaspers down.
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it. Mr. Jones is hurt. Well, watch out.
Kill them. Them coyotes are getting away.
Let them go. We'll drill them later.
Oh, Joker. Whoa.
Mr. Jones, you all right?
Where'd they get you?
Oh, I'll be all right, Bill. Just been a bad crack in the head, that's all. How'd you and Jingles get here so fast?
My Bill says those crazy owl hoots came busting by the office, hollering and shooting up the town. I didn't hear him. Guess I was doing a little hollering myself.
They cleaned out the bank in a hurry. They sure seemed to know what they were doing.
How much did they get?
Close to $10,000.
Ooh, that sure is a lot of money. Pretty near as much as an opera singer makes.
I don't know about opera singers, but I sure know about bank bandits. They had most of the cash in the place in less than a minute.
We'll get right after Mr. Jones. But there's one thing I don't understand.
What's that, Wild Bill?
If they were going to hold up the bank, why'd they ride through town making all that noise?
Yeah, that does seem kind of silly. Why should a bunch of stick-up men go around advertising that they're going to start some trouble?
Well, we'll find out when we catch up to them. Come on, Jingle.
I'd like to go with you, Bill, but I'm still a little dizzy.
You stay here and take care of that cut on your head. Jingles and I'll run down your bandits in short order.
All right, this is the place, man. Hold on.
What are we stopping for, Travis? Don't you know that Hickok and that big deputy Jingles are right behind us?
Sure, I know it. This is working out just the way I planned it.
What do you mean? Don't tell me you want to tangle with Wild Bill Hickok.
I want to tangle with Hickok where he hasn't got a chance of coming out alive. Why do you suppose we rode by his office making all that noise? So he'd be sure and follow us.
Travis, you're loco. That Star Packer's dynamite.
Don't tell me. He's the one that sent me to prison for 3 years. And now that I'm out, he'll be riding my trail again every time I make a move.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to get rid of Hickok once and for all. All right, pile off your horses, men, and scatter out in them rocks.
You're asking for trouble, Travis.
Hickok's the one that's going to have trouble, not me. When he and Jingles come storming down that trail after us, they're going to run smack dab into something that's even faster than Wild Bill.
What's that?
Bullets. And lots of them.
Say, Charlie, can you say popcorn backwards?
Oh, golly, Panhandle, that sounds simple enough. Corn pop.
Now tell me what that reminds you.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Aha! Now I see what you've been leading up to. You just wanted to talk some more about your favorite cereal.
Yeah, Charlie, can't say enough about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. The cereal that's shot with sugar. Every golden nugget of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is sweetened through and through. You get that shot with sugar flavor in every bite. So, Wranglers, why not plan right now to count yourself in on this wonderful new shot with sugar flavor real soon? Say, tomorrow morning at the breakfast table. Of course, you'll want to keep that Sugar Corn Pops package right handy for snacks, too. And remember this, cowpokes. Kellogg's sugar corn pops are not only mighty good tasting, but mighty good for you, too. One average bowlful gives you your full day's requirement of that old sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. Not to mention all the other good vitamins and minerals you get from sugar corn pops. So tell Mom you want the cereal that's shot with sugar. Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, trailing the bandits who'd held up the bank, were heading straight for an ambush, the outlaw Travis had hidden his gang in the rocks at the turn of the trail with orders to shoot the two lawmen on sight.
They sure left us a plain trail to follow, Bill.
Yeah, and they're not far ahead of us either. Keep your eyes open, Jingles. They're a tough outfit.
You don't have to tell me. They came close to killing me once already today.
Yeah, and the next time they see you, they may try it again. That gang is real gun-happy.
Bill, hold it. What?
What's the matter, Jingles? What'd you see?
I didn't see anything.
Then why did you stop all of a sudden? Thought you'd spotted those hold-up men.
No, but I got to thinking that I haven't practiced my singing for quite a while. It says in the book that opera singers have to practice all the time.
Jingles, you're local. Here we are, trying to trail a pack of bandits, and you stop to yodel.
It ain't yodeling, Bill. It's Grand Opry. Listen, I'll sing you a little bit of Carmen.
No, Jingles, we've got work to do.
Just the Toreador song.
Not now. We've got to catch up to that gang.
Toreadori, be ready, Toreadori, Toreadori, Toreadori,
Fire off, hit the dirt, Jingles. Behind the rocks, quick.
I'm already behind him. I can move pretty fast when I want to.
There's sure a lot of guns up in those rocks.
I'll say there is. So much lead went flying over my head that I thought it was turning into a cloudy day. Darn near blotted out the sun. What happened, Bill?
Either somebody tried to bushwhack us, or somebody really objected to your singing.
Must have been the bushwhacker. I didn't think the singing was quite that bad.
Well, it saved our lives. If you hadn't stopped, we'd have ridden right into their trap. We'd have been dead by now. Keep your head down, Jingles.
Dad, blame those ornery dry gulchers. That shot took the whole top off my hat.
Those boys can really shoot.
So can I. I think I'll let them know we're still alive. Yeah, that gave them something to think about.
Something's gone wrong, man. Get to your horses. We'll get out of here.
Keep under cover. If Hickok gets a beat on you, it'll be the last move you ever make.
They're getting away, Bill.
Not much we can do about it. If we go out in the open and try to get them, they'd cut us down in 5 seconds. Better stay here and play it safe.
All right, let's ride!
Bill, did that voice sound familiar to you?
It sure did, Jingles. It sounded just like Jug Travis.
That's that bank-robbing polecat we arrested 3 years ago down in the Pecos Valley.
Yeah, but I hear he was let out of prison 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks and he's got his gang back together already. He sure don't waste any time, does he?
Nope, he's already robbed a bank. Well, he's going back to prison just as soon as I catch up to him.
Now, you be careful, Bill.
I'll be careful. But Doug hasn't learned his lesson yet, Jingles, and I'm going to see that he does.
Well, Travis said the first thing he was going to do when he got out was to put you in a pine box 6 feet under the ground.
I don't think I'd like that, Jingles. I'm going to see if I can keep Mr. Travis from doing it. Hold still, buddy.
Steady, Joker. Joker, cut that out. What's the matter with you, anyhow?
Maybe he thinks you're going to start singing opera again.
Maybe that's it. Let me into that saddle, Joker. We got bandits to kill.
He sure is skittish.
That's better. Now move, Joker.
Ah, back up. You know, the way I don't blame Joker. It's pretty frightening when you start sounding off.
Now, it ain't that bad. And Joker can just get used to it. Well, it would be just my luck to have a horse that don't appreciate good music.
Jake, here we are at Red Dog, and Hickok ain't caught up with us yet.
All right, Travis, you've been lucky so far, but now what do we do? Your scheme to bushwhack Hickok blew up, and now we got the toughest lawman in the West on our trail.
Stop worrying, I can take care of things.
How? We got no hideout, no place to go.
Oh, yes, we have. I got friends right here in the town of Red Dog.
Friends? Outlaws like us haven't got any friends anywhere. I suppose the mayor of Red Dog's a pal of yours.
As a matter of fact, he is. Before he was elected mayor, Art Fulton used to do a little train robbing on the side. Not many people know that, but I do. And Fulton knows that I do.
I get it. The mayor's going to have to take care of you whether he likes it or not.
Exactly. That's his house there, the big one on the corner. All right, ride right on into the front yard, men. You can tie your horses under that big tree.
I gotta hand it to you, Travis. You sure know how to operate in this part of the country.
Yeah, there's nothing we can't do around here as soon as we take care of one little thing.
What's that?
Get rid of Hickok and Jingles for good.
That can't be too soon for me.
Here we are. Follow me, men, and let me do the talking. Well. I told you the mayor was a friend of mine. See, he personally opens the door for it.
What do you want, Travis?
Now, Art, you don't sound very friendly.
I'm not. What brings you here?
Well, the boys and I thought you might put us up for a few days. We've been working sort of hard. We need a little rest.
Seems to me you'd rest a lot better at a hotel.
You don't seem to get the idea. The folks over at the hotel aren't as friendly as you are. Now step back and let us in.
Move! You can put up the gun. Come on in. Find a chair someplace and sit down, man. Well, Travis, who's on your trail?
Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? You can't stay here, then. I don't want that gent poking around here.
I'll pay pretty well for a spot to hide out a while.
You'll have to pay plenty. If Hickok found out about my past, they'd be finished.
Hey, Travis, Hickok and Jingles are just riding into town, and our horses are tied out in the front yard. They'll spot them.
Keep an eye on them, Jake. All right, come on, Fulton. We can't get out that door now. Hide us upstairs.
That's been doing.
Here, take a look in this satchel.
Hey, that's a lot of money.
$10,000. How would you like an even split on that?
They've spotted our horses. They're coming in the yard.
Hurry up, Art. You can stall Hickok for us.
5,000 cash, huh?
That's right, but hurry up.
All right, take your boys upstairs.
All right, come on, men. Let's get out of sight. When Hickok asks, tell him we were here, but we left.
I'll handle him, all right. I don't know how I'll do it, but there's too much money in that satchel to pass up. Yes?
Howdy. I'm United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Well, we're looking for the gents that rode these horses into your yard.
Well, I'm glad to know you, but I'm afraid I can't help you. Those men asked you if they could leave their horses here while they took a walk uptown.
Well, that don't make much sense to me. Jug Travis and his gang never walk anywhere where they could ride.
I think we better come in and take a look around, if you don't mind.
I'm afraid to do mind. I'm Art Fulton, the mayor of Red Dog, and I don't intend to have strange lawmen search my house without a warrant.
You may be the mayor of this town, but you're still wanted for train robbery.
What?
We got a wanted poster on him just the other day, Jingles. You gotta read the mail sometime.
You're not coming in!
Don't let him slam the door. Yep.
I got it for him, Bill.
I will, Jingles.
You made a big mistake when you started this fight.
I'll chop you down like a tree.
Thank you.
It will. Well, I warned you what would happen, but you wouldn't listen to me.
Now start talking, Fulton. You act like you're one of the Travis gang to me.
No, I'm not. Honest. Jug offered me plenty of money if I'd hide him and his men and keep you from finding them.
Then they are here.
Yes, they're upstairs.
No, we're not, Hickok.
Bill is Travis.
Don't turn around, Hickok. You and Jingles have got a whole row of six guns pointing right at your backs. At last I got you two lawmen right where I want you.
Say, how would you like to make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker? Well, you can. Now, thanks to Kellogg, you can get that gun plus three other famous old-time guns. You put them together in less than an hour. You can get Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, the English pepperbox pistol, a gun with six separate barrels, and a gun small enough to conceal, the Derringer. Yes, and a flintlock, too, the French militia pistol. There they are, four of the finest handguns ever turned out. The famous old-time guns you make are authentic right down to the finest engraving on the barrel. The Colt 45 is actually 11 inches long. Now, to get these, just send 50 cents for each kit and a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, you'll want to get all four gun kits, so act now. Send the handy order blank from the package back, or send 50 cents and any Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles entered Mayor Fulton's home in search of the Travis gang, they ran right into another ambush. In the excitement of the fight with Fulton, they forgot to watch the stairs, and Travis and his men came down and covered them with six guns.
I said I'd get even with you, Hickok, and it looks like this is the time.
What are you going to do to us?
Fill you full of lead. What else?
I'll stop talking about it, Travis, and get it over with.
Ah, there's plenty of time. I want to see Hickok squirm a little first.
Sorry, Travis, I don't feel like squirming.
Well, maybe you need a little work done on you. Like this.
Doggone you. If you didn't have all them six guns back in your play, you wouldn't be slapping Wild Bill in the face.
You want to try that again, Travis?
Sure, I'll try it again. Like this.
You grab Travis. Let him have it.
No, no, don't shoot. You'll kill me.
Hold on to him, Bill.
Have a jingle.
Uh-oh.
Now, Hickok, either let me go or I'll have the boys blast Jingles right out of this world.
Don't you do it, Bill. If they get a clear shot at you, they'll kill you.
I'd better let him go, Jingles.
Now you're making sense. I'll count to three.
Don't do it, Bill.
One.
You want your boss, Jake?
Two.
Here he comes.
Hey. Get him, Jingles.
All right, Jake, drop the other gun.
Good work, Jingles. You keep him covered. Anybody else with a gun, get rid of it.
There ain't anybody else, Bill. There's three of them folded up in that corner that you got.
Yeah, and you picked off the one at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, and I got Jake covered. Uh-oh. Where's Travis?
Saw him crawling behind that big piano. Fulton, you move over here where Jingles can keep you covered. I'm going after Travis.
This isn't my fight, Hickok. I got enough old charges against me without any new ones.
All right. You're going straight. Now we'll see what we can do about those old charges later. All right, Travis, come on, I'm coming after you.
Bill, watch out!
You really hold up in there. I don't want to shoot holes in your piano, Fulton.
Go ahead. I'm not going to be around much more to enjoy it.
Bill, why don't you just push the piano over on him and squash him a little? That ought to take the fight out of him.
That's a good idea, Jingle.
Hey! You find out there! Bill, listen to the pretty music. Kids like opera. Ta-da-da-ree,
hey, get me out of here. Take me to jail. Don't make me listen to that singing.
You hear that, Bill? He's pleading for mercy.
I don't blame him, Jingles.
Oh, I don't know. I may never make a fortune as an opera singer, but I sure got a powerful weapon when it comes to making owl hoots surrender. My voice.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be with you again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure story.
And this one is action-packed, too. All about a race to stake a claim for choice land when the new little town of Big Run was opened up. We call it Deadlock at Big Run.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Know how some days you want one kind of cereal for breakfast and everybody else wants something different? Every family has days like that, I guess. That's why smart families keep Kellogg's Variety Pack handy. With Variety Pack, everybody gets the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Maybe you take Corn Flakes, Dad grabs Rice Krispies, and brother and sister pick up Sugar Corn Pops. Everyone opens his own fresh package of his own favorite, a real personal portion. 10 different packages, all delicious Kellogg cereals. Kellogg's Variety Pack. Name and Cereal has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Paul Frees, Fred Shields, and Ken Christie. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick LaRon. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
From December 1st, 1954, Guy Madison and Andy Devine in Wild Bill Hickok, Six Gun Serenade. If you have a favorite old-time radio program you'd like to hear, or if you just like to talk about old-time radio, drop me a note at dan@radiofun.info. That's dan@radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old-Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.